Amen. Well, as you know, my plan in these meetings is to keep laying basic foundations for us so that we understand what the Bible is all about.
那我们都知道这个学习的目的呢是打下一些最基础的福音真理，让我们都知道圣经最它在讲什么内容。
And tonight, I want us to start considering a verse in the book of Revelation.
今天晚上呢，我想看一段启示录的经文。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录的第三章。
And it's a delightful verse. Many of you have no doubt memorized it. It's a good verse for your memory bank.
那很多人呢都记下了这一节经文啊，是一个非常著名的经文啊，在启示录的第三章。
And so if you're into the habit of memorizing verses, you add this to your list. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20.
啊，这是很多人呢喜欢背经文的话呢，这是一节值得背的经文，也就是启示录的三章二十节。
And this is what it says in English. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。
That would be the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who is writing this particular letter.
那这是主耶稣自己了，那他就在这封信里呢，他写的啊，是写给老底嘉教会的一封信，所以我呢就是主耶稣自己。
The verse goes on to say, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
This is a marvelous verse of invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这是一个非常棒的话语，是从主耶稣自己而来的邀请。
We get excited when we read about the great truth of God in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.But have everlasting life.
那我们都知道主耶稣给我们一个非常棒的约翰福音三章十六节的真理啊，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That's a marvelous verse, explaining the truth of the love of God to us.
这是非常棒的话语啊，把神的爱呢给我们解释的很透彻。
Here you have a similar expression. And this expression is that the Lord Jesus Christ is at the door of every person's life. Actually, the heart, the door of the heart of every person's life.
那这里是另外一个表达方式，另外一个比喻的方式。在这里呢，耶稣是每一个人心里的那扇门呢，那他他在我们的心里啊，他是一个门的形象。
And what he is doing is he is knocking, and he's saying, "I would like to come into your heart and life, please."
然后呢，他在做什么？他在敲我们的心门啊。他说：“我想要进到你的生命里来，想要进到你心里来。”
And the implication of the verse is that he keeps on knocking.
那这个经文我们就看见了，他一直在敲，一直在我们的心门外面敲。
Each of us have the ability to keep the door closed or to open the door of our heart and let the Lord Jesus Christ come right into our lives.
我们每一个人都有这样的能力，或者一直把门关着，或者呢，我们选择把门打开，把耶稣请进来，进到我们的生命里来。
It is true that the Lord has promised us that if we trust him, we will get to go to heaven. He will open the door and let us into his house.
那这是真的啊，就是当我们开门，耶稣就让我们进到他的家啊，那我们会跟他一起在天堂。
But here the promise is that the Lord Jesus wants to come into our house.
但这里呢，它的方向是反过来，耶稣也想让我们邀请他进到我们的家。
His promise is that if he does come into our house, he will eat with us, and we will get to eat with him.
那如果我们邀请他进到我们家呢，他会与我们同席，啊，他与我们一同吃饭，我们也与他一同吃饭。
I suppose one of the greatest signs of friendship is being invited to somebody's house and just a few people arrive and you get to be one of his honored guests.
我知道呢，在朋友里有个很高的荣耀，就是你被一个朋友邀请去到他家吃饭，你会发现呢，被请的人很少啊，就是少数几个，你是当中之一啊，这是一个很大的荣幸。
Millions of people went to the funeral of Queen Elizabeth.
很多人啊，成百上千万人呢，去到伊丽莎白女王的这葬礼。
Others of us couldn't go, so we didn't line the streets.We didn't stand in the courtyard, but we watched it on television or some other media.
那更多的人呢没有机会去现场啊，不能在街上看，我们只能在电视里看。
But had we been given a personal invitation from the Queen, and had the Queen said, Harold, I would like you to come to my house, you come to the palace,And Philip and I will be delighted to have dinner with you. I would consider that an extremely high honor.
如果你想啊，假设我自己被邀请啊，去到白金汉宫啊，能够去跟亲王吃个饭啊，那这是个多大的荣幸啊，去被邀请。
And so here's the invitation of the Lord, and it's a dual invitation really, because he says, I want to come into your house, and I will eat with you, but you can eat with me.
所以这是一个双向的邀请，那主耶稣也邀请我们进到他家，他也愿意我们邀请他进到我们家，我们一同坐席，一同吃饭。
I'm not really sure what I would feed him if he came to my house for dinner.
那我也不知道，如果耶稣来我家吃饭的话，我用什么来招待他？
If I were honest, I probably would say I was just going to have leftovers, and you deserve something far better than that.
那如果是我呢？我觉得我可能配得就吃一点剩菜就好了。这神主耶稣自己一定是。
And if he gets to have supper with me, but I get to have supper with him, I think that he may very well bring some special food with him when he comes to be my guest.
我相信呢，如果耶稣要跟我一起吃饭，我也跟他一起吃饭，他一定会带一些很特别的饮食啊，一些特别的菜呢，带到这个宴席上来。
Well, that is a truly beautiful picture.
那这个是一个非常美的一个画面。
In the English language and in the original Greek language, the logic of the verse begins with the simple word behold.
那在原文里呢，整个句子的开始的第一个词呢，是看哪。
And the word simply means, consider this, take a look at this.This is wonderful. Imagine the God of the universe wanting to have lunch and supper and breakfast and so on with you and me every day.
那看呢的意思就是引起我们的注意啊，说你想一想，你想一想这样的一个事实，这天上的神他愿意跟你一同吃饭啊，中饭、晚饭、早饭。他愿意跟你在一起，跟我，跟每一个愿意与他同席的人在一起，这是多么好的事呢。
And so he isn't just making the invitation clear. He's saying, pay attention to this. Behold, Behold, I am willing to come to your house. I'm willing to come to your life. I want to eat with you. I want to spend close time with you.
所以他不但把真理讲出来，他更强调了这个真理啊，要你注意。他说：“看哪，我愿意到你家来，我愿意与你一同坐席。”他说：“看哪，你想一想这个点。”
It's true, isn't it? You often get to know people better when you're entertained in their house or when you entertain them in your house and you eat together.
想想是不是这样？就是我们。当招待一个人在我们家吃饭的时候呢，我们会有更好的关系啊，会有更紧密的联系。
And the Lord Jesus Christ wants to get to know you, and he wants you to get to know him. And so he says, Behold, I'm standing at your door and knocking.
所以从这句话就能看出去，想要我们更多的了解他，他也愿意更多的在我们中间。所以他引起我们的注意说看哪我已经在门口敲门了。
Now actually, the word behold is a strange word in literature.
所以在文法里呢看哪这个词呢看起来有一点奇怪。
It's not the kind of words that we use in English all the time. We don't go around saying, look at this, pay attention to that.Look at this. Pay attention to that. We don't do that.
那这个并不是在英语语法里经常会用的方式。我们不会说，看看这个，就注意一下这个。我们不太会这么来开始句子来描述。
But the Bible does. Over and over and over it does.
但是圣经却是这样的一个用法，反反复复，频繁的出现，说看哪。
And we're going to look at this little word, behold, tonight.As well as other things, but in fact, the theme is you've got to stop and look at this because most people don't stop, don't look, don't know, don't even realize there's an invitation there for them.
原因就是呢，很多的人他并不停下来，并不想啊，并不意识到这是一个很重要的邀请。所以当我们看说看哪的时候呢其实就是邀请人或要求人停下来去思想一下看哪后面这个事情。
If you meet the man on the street, and you say to him, excuse me, but are you aware of the fact that the God who made the universe would like to have dinner with you tonight?
如果你在街上碰见一个人你拦下他来你说哎你想一想你知不知道天上的神他要邀请你今晚一同吃饭呢
And they would say, no, no, I guess I wasn't aware of that.
然后他会说不不不我不知道这件事情。
As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches us that most of the great truths of God, the people of the world are not aware of.
那事实上圣经告诉我们圣经里绝大部分的这些真理啊地上的人其实并不知道。
And if we were not to spend a lot of time reading the Bible and meditating on the truths of God, we would forget them too. We wouldn't be aware of it.
如果我们不认真去默想神的话，不去读圣经，我们也会不了解这些道理，我们也会忘记。
Now the prophets, and in particular, I'm thinking about Isaiah and Jeremiah, they use words that are translated into the English words like this. They use these words hundreds of times.
You mean behold, right?
Behold, or words to that effect, yes.
那以赛亚和耶利米在他们的书里面呢，写到这看哪或者类似看哪这样的一个词的这个次数呢，是成百次的，很多次的。
So the invitation from God is there, and in the Bible it is repeated and repeated and repeated, and many of the great truths of God are those kinds of truths that the Lord says, you got to stop, you got to think, you got to say, this is significant.
所以这样的话语不断的在圣经里出现，这说明神想要我们停下来。想一想 类似的真理我们是不是知道我们是不是接受，所以这个是一个反复在圣经里出现的概念。
So, I'm not sure of the precise number, but there's probably 500 times in the Bible where this theme is stop and think, behold, look.
在圣经里差不多得有500次左右啊，就这个主题就是你停下来看一看，或者说停下来想一想后面的这个话的真理。
This particular verse, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, is placed in the Bible in a strategic location.
那启示录的这一段呢，它其实是在圣经里的位置啊，是一个非常重要战略性的位置。
It is in the book of Revelation just before the unveiling of the promise of God regarding the judgment that will fall on this world.
原因就是呢，它刚刚就在后面要开始的内容啊，是什么呢？就在这些要把未来审判的内容要启示出来之前啊，神讲的话。
So, if you study the book of Revelation, you're interested to find out that you read along and then the judgments, the wrath, the difficulties and tribulations from God and from the world fall on the world. Judgment day is coming.
因为审判日快来了啊，启示录讲的就是这个信息啊，最后的神公义的审判。那审判的日子就快来了，神在启示录里把这些内容都讲得很清楚。
And so John says, not only am I going to tell you that the invitation from God is open to you, but I'm going to say, behold, pay attention to this now. It's very important. God still wants you to come to be with him and he to be with you.
所以在这样的一个时刻，神依然借着使徒约翰呢，告诉人，邀请还是在的，神愿意跟你在一起，你也要与神在一起啊，神的邀请已经是给你了。
But it's also like a warning sign on the highway. Sometimes you're driving along and there's a big sign and it says slow down, there's a sharp curve ahead.
那同样这也是一个警告，就好比你在高速公路上开，突然看见一个警示牌，要慢下来，前面有一个很急的弯路。
And if you don't slow down, it could be a real problem.
就如果你不慢下来呢，前面你可能会有比较大的麻烦。
I met a friend, and I said to him, "How did you become a Christian?"
我碰到个朋友，我就问他我说你怎么成为基督徒？你怎么得救的呢？
He said, well, actually, he said, it's a long story. He said, I'm a policeman.
然后他说这个是一个很长的故事了。我是一个警察。
And he said, I was driving along the highway one day, and for some reason, I have no idea. I decided that I was going to pull off and look at a little creek that was at the side of the road.
那然后他在路上开的时候呢，他可能不知道往哪去走啊，所以他觉得要在路边停一下啊，来看一看路。
He said, "I never do that. Never did it before. I don't think I've done it since."
然后他说他从来没有这样过啊，他也之后也没有这样过的经历。
But he said, "I pulled off the road." And just a little bit after that, a car went by, and I noted that car. Then I got in my car again and kept going.
然后他说呢，他路边停了一下，然后呢，注意到一辆车呢就开过，就是越过他开过去了，然后他又往前开。
As he went around the corner, he noticed that the car that had just passed him when he slowed down, that car was stopped right on the main road because the mountain had come down in an avalanche over the road and that car just missed being destroyed by the avalanche.
那然后当他往前开的时候注意到前面那辆车呢 刚刚好停在一个雪崩的之前啊，所以这条路呢，其实前面的路段呢，正在经历一场雪崩啊，整个路要被埋了啊，所以刚刚路过他那辆车呢，就恰巧没有碰上这雪崩。
He said, if I hadn't slowed down, if I hadn't pulled off the road, I would have been right under that avalanche and my life would have been taken away from me, just like that.
啊，然后他说呢，如果他没有停下来，他比后面那辆车其实要早经过的，所以他就刚刚好会被埋啊，那一刻他的生命就结束。如果他没停下来的话。
So he said, God was speaking to me today.
所以他说神在那一天跟他说话。
He hadn't read his Bible, he knew about God, he knew about the Bible, but he'd ignored God.
事实上在这之前呢，他也知道神，他也读圣经，只是呢，他没有接受。
And he realized that it was a miraculous sparing of his life that he was still alive.
所以他那一刻他意识到他的生命里啊，有一个神迹般的赦免，有个神迹般的拯救发生了在那一天。
And so he told me that he started to read his Bible, and a few months later, he became a Christian.
然后呢，从那一天开始呢，他开始认真再去读圣经。几个月之后呢，他就得救，成为基督徒。
This verse, if you like, is right at the side of the road, and it says, "Great days of tribulation, trial, judgment are ahead. Warning, don't go on."Let Jesus come into your heart.
所以这一节经文写在之后长篇的审判的话语之前，就是一个警示牌。他告诉我们不要再等了，邀请 让耶稣进来，耶稣已经在门口了，让他进来，不要去经历后面的审判。
Noah started building a boat in the field years ago, and all the people started to laugh, and he said, "Don't laugh.God is going to destroy this world with water."
好比挪亚的时代，他开始在野地里开始建造一艘大方舟、大船的时候，啊，人们都开始笑他。但挪亚会说什么？不要笑，因为之后全地会被毁灭，神的愤怒会倾倒出来。
But he said, "You can come into the boat if you want. There's room in the boat for the animals. There's room for you too."
但是挪亚一样会说。其实你可以进到方舟来，你有足够的地方给你，也有足够的地方给动物啊，你们都可以来。
And so just before you get to the part of Revelation that deals with the judgments of God, you get this lovely verse saying, "Be warned, come to Jesus, let Jesus come to you before these great problems, these great judgments arise."
所以刚刚好就在后面要讲严厉审判信息之前。神说你来啊、就不要再去经历这审判啊、你开门啊、让我能进去与你同席。
So, that's the simple verse. There are a couple of other verses that I want to refer you to in the New Testament. One is the book of John, chapter 1.
那这是一个很简单的话。那我们还可以再读约翰福音的一章的一段话语。
John chapter 1 and verse 29.
一章的二十九节。
And we'll read it to you, John 1:29.
一章二十九节，约翰福音。
It says this, "The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold,the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.'"
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And then in verse 26, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以在这二十九节说，看哪，神的羔羊。
People had been told,that God would send the Lamb. They've been told that the deliverer would come. That prophecy dated back almost 4,000 years.
那人们都知道啊，神要差一只羔羊来，神要差拯救。这个预言呢，在4000年前就有。
Isaiah had made much reference to it 800 years earlier.
至少在约翰福音之前的800年，以赛亚书里他就讲到这预言。
And people basically said, oh yeah, we won't worry about that. And then one day, John saw Jesus, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God, he's the one who's going to take away the sin of the world.
所以人们可能不在意，但是有一天突然施洗的约翰他来告诉众人说，看哪，神的羔羊，那除去世人罪孽的，就来了，这个预言中的那一位。
Amazingly, many people listened to him.
那很令人诧异的是，还是很多人听了这话语。
But equally amazingly, very few people really responded.
但是呢，真正最后回应，用信心回应的人呢，是少数的。
And when he died, there were really only 120 who gathered together in the upper room. A lot of others out there, but they weren't that committed.
当耶稣死了复活升天的时候呢，真正那时候还在聚集的也就是120个人呢，那其他的人呢也并没有在一起的。
So John says, here's the behold, this is very important. The Lamb of God has come.
所以约翰在这说，这是非常重要的，你来看，看哪，神的羔羊已经来了。
He's basically saying, don't miss it.
所以他的意思就是说，不要错过啊，这只羔羊。
Interesting, it's a slightly different word in the original language, the Greek language, than the behold of Revelation 3:20.
所以在原文里呢，这个看呢啊，和我们刚才读的启示录的三章的那个看呢这个词啊，好像略有不同啊，在希腊文里面。
This is the behold of a surprise.
那这里的看呢，是看一个很意外的事。
We use that word, not behold, but we use words like it often in English. I'm sure it's true in Chinese. We see something, we say, oh, look at that. I didn't expect that. Look at that.
我相信呢，在中文里也有这样的表达，英文里也是，就是哦，看哪，看哪，看这个，就是很大的意外，这就是约翰福音1章29节的这个看哪所表达的情绪。
That's the way it is for us. We hear about the Lord Jesus and we say, he's the one who can take the sin of the world away. And we've got to say, listen, many people have looked. They didn't find it. We found it. You must let Jesus take your sins away.
所以这就是我们的情绪。哦，这就是要等的那一位神的羔羊啊，许多人没有看见他，但是我看见他了，多大的意外。所以我们在表达的这个情绪里呢，其实是我们愿意去寻求的心呢。
So here's the question.
这是问题。
Jesus taking your sin away.
那耶稣基督能不能把你的罪来除去呢？
You've got some friends and some relatives. Do you tell them that Jesus can take their sins away? Most people aren't concerned.
那每一个人耶稣都能够把他的罪除去，每一个，你的朋友，你的亲人。
And then there's another very interesting verse in the book of John, and it's 1 John, actually. 1 John chapter 3.
我们再来看一节。
1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书的三章。不是约翰福音啊，是往后翻。启示录前面的书信啊，约翰一书第三章。
It says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God.
三章的第一节，启示录三章一节，你看，父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
So you say to me now, Harold, who are you?
如果你说Harold, 你是谁？
And I might tell you that I'm Harold Summers. My father was Mr. Summers.
那我可能会告诉你啊，我是 Harold Summers. 我的父亲呢是 Summers 先生。
And I might tell you what kind of a job I did. And I might tell you where I went to school and things like that.
那我也会告诉你呢，我做什么工作，我去哪个学校学习等等。
But if I were perfectly honest, I would simply say, well, do you know who I am? I'm a son of the God who made the stars.
如果我诚实，真正诚实的来介绍我自己，我就说呢，你知道我是谁吗？我是创造永天地永生神的儿子。
And they would say to me, are you crazy?
那人们会说，你疯了吗？
No, 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 I would say, the Bible says that I am a son of God. What kind of love was that? Here's insignificant, rebellious sinner Harold, and he has become a son of God.
那我说不不不，我没有疯，圣经就是这么说的。我们在这里如此不重要的悖逆的这个 Harold 神却称呼我为他的儿子，这是多么大的慈爱呢？
Well, that is absolutely incredible, and consequently, John uses the word behold. He basically is saying here, listen, this is very important. Stop. Consider it. We are the sons of God.
那这是实在是太令人难以置信了，以至于老使徒约翰在这里呢，他说看呢、啊、你看，所以告诉我们停一停，不要再去继续你手上的事，停一停，想一想，看这个事实，这个真理。
Now many people ignore that in the world today.
那今天地上很多人还是忽略这件事情。
Most people in the world say that's not true, couldn't be true, and you say it's what the Bible says, and they say, oh, we don't believe the Bible.
那很多人说这不可能，这肯定不对，你说这就是圣经说的，他会回答说那我不相信圣经。
But even many people who say they do believe the Bible and say they are believers, they don't live their lives as if they are sons of God.
那即便很多人说我相信，但是他并不是按照圣经所说的、哦、神的儿女的方式去生活的。
And so John says, I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to say, listen, behold, this is really important. The Lamb of God has come, and he has told us that he is the Lamb of God to take away our sins. Therefore, we can now be living as the sons of God. That's what we're going to do.
所以约翰在前面讲到说，看哪、啊、神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，他来除掉我们的罪孽。约翰在这里又说，因着这样的一个恩典，我们可以成为他的儿女啊。这两样他都用一个很强烈的语气说，看哪、啊。
But then verse 2 in 1 John chapter 3 goes on, and it says this. It says, beloved, now are we the sons of God? And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
三章的第二节，约翰一书三章二节，说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
Now some people say to me, Harold, how do you know that you're a son of your father?
那很多人会说，哎，Harold，你怎么知道你是你父亲的儿子呢？
And the answer is very simple. Among the many, many other proofs, one is this, I am very like my father.
那答案很简单，在许许多多的证据里面，当中之一就是我跟我爸很像。
My father was a preacher.
那我父亲也是一个传道人。
And when I started to preach, many people said, you know, you sound so much like your father. What I do when you're preaching is I close my eyes and then I listen to your father preach.
然后很多人在 Harold 讲道的时候都说，你知道吗？你讲道特别像你父亲。所以这些人说呢，我们有的时候会把眼睛闭上，我觉得就好像在听你父亲说话一样。
Now God is my real father.
当然神是我真正的父亲。
And my prayer is that when I preach, people will close their eyes and listen to God.
那我的祷告是当我传道的时候呢，人们如果闭上眼睛，他们就能听见神的声音。
Verse 2 says, we're the sons of God now, And it doesn't appear yet what we shall be, but we will be like him. That's absolutely marvelous.
所以第三章的二节说, 将来如何还没显明, 但是我们知道, 主若显现, 我们必要像他呀, 像他,
well, I told you that the Old Testament prophets used to use these words too.
那我们都知道了, 旧约的圣经也用这些词的。
And I think Isaiah used the word behold, or it's cognates, probably 120, 150 times. I didn't really count.
那以赛亚书呢，也用类似的这个词，说看哪这个词，100多次。
But there are just a few. I'm going to give you just a few of them. First of all, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 32.
我们只是挑几节有这个词的，稍微看一下。 比方说呢，以赛亚书32章。
Isaiah 32.
以赛亚书32章。
This is what it says, if I can find the verse here, Isaiah 32 and 1. It says, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment.
以赛亚书32章1节说，看哪，必有一王凭公义行政，必有首领借公平掌权。That's
marvelous. A king is coming. It's going to be the Lord Jesus, and he will set up his kingdom after the book of Revelation, at the end of the book of Revelation. And he will reign in righteousness. Going to be a totally new world.
所以这就是主耶稣了。的确，主耶稣在启示录最后的 这个大灾难之后呢，他会来地上掌权，他会是那一位凭公义辖管列国的那一位公义的王啊，这是非常好的。That's
worth looking at. Be warned, be anticipating. It's marvelous. The king is coming.
所以王要来了啊，我们有多大极大的期待和盼望啊，这是一个很重要的事实，所以用了看哪这个词。
Chapter 40 and verse 9.
我们再看一段，以赛亚书的40章的第9节。
And at the end of the verse that talks about the good news that Zion and Jerusalem will proclaim, it says, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God.
以赛亚书40章第9节讲报好消息啊，给西安，给耶路撒冷啊。 扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说：“看哪，你们的神。”Who
is the king that's coming?
谁是那要来的神呢？
The answer is it's God. His name is Emmanuel, God with us.
那就是耶稣，就是神了。那他的名字叫做以马内利，神与人同在。Most
people pass over that.
那很多人就把这样的事、这样的真理就放到一边了。
Don't pass over it. It's absolutely wonderful. Behold, pay attention, consider it deeply. Our God came in the person of Jesus Christ to forgive the sinner, to reconcile him to himself, and to bring peace on the earth.
所以不要错过这样的好消息。我们的神来了，他是看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽，使人与神和好的。 这样的一个好消息是让我们要引起重视的，所以用看哪让我们引起重视。In
chapter 42 and verse 1, in chapter 52 and verse 13, we have the delightful phrase, behold my servant.
同样的，以赛亚书42章的第一节，以及应该是52章的第52 verse 13，right?
42 and
52 and 13, that's right.
All right, the theme is behold my servant. Jesus, when he came, he's the king, he's God, and he's the servant who gets the job done.
所以耶稣呢，在42章的第一节呢，他是王，他也是仆人，他是把这一切救恩做成的那一位。
And there's another verse of great encouragement to us, Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1.
还有一节呢, 就是59章的第一节。
It says, Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear.
以赛亚书59章一节，好像原文里也加了这个词，好像我们中文的译本呢没有强调出来。它是其实也是说，看哪，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。Why
is prayer sometimes not answered?
为什么有人的祷告有时候不能听呢？
Because of sin.
因为罪在当中是拦阻。
If it's that serious, you'd better remember it.
如果这是如此的严肃, 我们最好还是要记一下它。
And so the Lord says, Behold, think about it. It's very, very serious. God's hand is not shortened.
所以以赛亚在这里说, 看哪, 要记一下这真理, 神的膀臂并非缩短的。
He can still answer prayer, but he may not answer your prayer or my prayer. If I harbor sin, and if you harbor sin, God's hand may appear to be shortened.
那原因就是他的祷告他依然能够听，他依然能够成就，但是为什么我的祷告，你的祷告有时候他没有听呢？是因为我们的罪孽，我们拥抱罪，我们 容忍罪，使之以至于我们的祷告到不了到神面前。All right,
the invitation is there. The Lord says, I'm knocking. I want to come into your life. If I do, I'll eat with you. You can eat with me. We'll have sweet fellowship, friendship together. Don't say no. Open the door and let him in.
所以这个邀请已经在这里了，耶稣在门口叩门，要让我们与他同席，他与我们同席，一同吃饭，所以我们要开门让他进来。All
right, well, our time is gone. I thought I would be shorter tonight, but I'm longer. I apologize, Long.
No problem. Yeah, 我们时间差不多了，那他后面要进到下一场的这分享去，所以请听陈老师。
Lord, we thank you that the Bible is a book of great encouragements, but especially a book of great invitations.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，圣经是极好的真理，也是极好的邀请。
Jesus said, I want to come to your house, and then I can take you to my house.
耶稣说，我想要到你的家来，我也要把你带到我家去。
Lord, may we be wise enough not to say no to such a wonderful invitation.
主啊, 求您使我们有这样的智慧, 不用拒绝这美好的邀请。
We ask in Jesus' name.
这样祈求奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Amen.